The growing Occupy movement began on Wall Street in New York and has resulted in several hundred arrests thus far. The Tampa event was coordinated by Chris Dorsey, a graduate student at the University of South Florida.
Like, we have a government that is supposed to address the people's needs and fix them, but what we have now are two political parties that bicker so much back and forth with each other, influenced by the 1% who owns 40% of the wealth. And they're, I wouldn't say they're at a standstill, but they're having a very difficult time getting anything productive done.
The crowd is eclectic. Among those in attendance are teachers, parents, local business owners, and members of the online activist group Anonymous. Members and supporters wearing Guy Fawkes masks wave signs with other protesters.
The government has failed me. The government has failed all of us. Democrats and Republicans are all the same pile of crap. Okay, the system has failed us, and it's time for we the people to take back the country for ourselves.
Kat Pobleda joined the movement to fight what she believes to be a government that favors the rights of corporations over the rights of citizens.
You know, I have a lot of issue with corporations being treated and protected like people, because they're not. And I think they cause a lot of harm in places that we don't necessarily see from the position where we're at, you know? But I think it's gradually getting exposed, and I think that's where movements like this come in.
Reminiscent of the Arab Spring, the Occupy movement has spread to major cities across the United States, including Chicago, Albuquerque, and Boston. The demands of protesters range from healthcare reform to higher regulation for banks. Chris Dorsey disagrees with what some critics have called an aimless effort.
There is no one issue. There is no current demand. What we are asking and trying to do here is gather people and start having a conversation about the state of our society.
Occupy Tampa will meet again in Gaslight Park Thursday at 9 in the morning. You can find out more at occupytampa.org. For WMNF News, I'm John Henry in Tampa.